computer. Have you been using the new Windows 7 system from Microsoft? Windows 7. One listener did. He got in touch with us yesterday to say he'd had an absolute nightmare with it. Couldn't get it to recognise his broadband. He also said that when he rang the BT call centre, the guy at the other end of the line said just in those last couple of days they'd had 90 complaints about people trying to use Windows 7. Well, I'm pleased to say that Dr. Kevin Curran, a senior lecturer in computing science at the University of Ulster, joins me in the studio. Hopefully you're able to make sense of it. I'm just going to move your microphone for you, Kevin. So what about Windows 7? Is it good? You've been using it for ages, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been using it for about 9 months now. I've been part of the release candidate team who use it, and 8 million users worldwide have been using it.
So just to explain to people, that's all you very techie guys get to have a little look at it first, do you? And are you testing it really for faults?
Yeah, we do it, and we do it without even knowing it. The feedback is sent back automatically when things crash as such, and Microsoft can look at all the reports and see what happened.
That send error reports,
exactly,
don't send. Okay,
exactly.
So you send yours. I never send mine because I can't be bothered.
Exactly. No, that's fine. The general consensus is that people like it in the community as such, that it's kind of Vista with the errors fixed as such. There was a lot of hype beforehand about battery life, that it would save 30, 40% of battery life, which hasn't proven to be the case. The best is maybe 5% improvement, and in some machines it's actually slower than XP. It doesn't boot up as fast as they claimed at the start, but generally it works. As we've gone through the 9 months or so, we've seen improvements. We've seen drivers, which is a software required for printers and peripherals, being released, and those working as such. And it just generally works okay. But I'm not surprised that there are issues like this. Of course, 90 calls, because now it's been released to the wider community who might not be running the same hardware which the geeks would be using as such. Mm-hmm. It could be older machines and third-party tools as such. But generally, if you have software which works on Vista, it generally works on Windows 7 as such.
Jim is the guy who had the problems with Windows 7. He's on the line. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Dee.
Well, what happened to you, Jim, with your Windows 7?
Well, what happened was we just bought this computer last weekend, and we were, well, I know nothing about them, to tell you the truth, but the daughter knows about them, so she was trying to set it up for us. And every time you got, you were asked to put on, she could, through the program, all right, this stuff that you have to do, but she had to enter then a PIN number from the car to come along the hub.
Okay, that's the BT hub that connects you to your broadband, is it?
That's correct.
Okay.
And what happened was, it says it didn't recognize the number. So they cut it short anyway. We phoned the helpline, which would put us through to some place in India. Mm-hmm. And between one thing and another, we couldn't get no answer. And they told us, first of all, there was something wrong with the computer. We says, no, it's a brand new computer. So we got no satisfaction there, and the girl didn't seem to want to bother anymore about it. So she hung up. We tried again.